Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, I think. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. It's the only way you can truly be part of the solution, right? Would you agree with me there? Once you become part of the solution, because you're informed, then you can easily become, part of the conversation. You can easily change somebody's mind. You can easily work with somebody to change their mindset on all of this. Look at what's happening around the country. Right? I mean, seriously. If these people were more informed, if you were informed, if you were able to help them out, then who else is going to help them if you don't? Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I told you we're going to play around a little bit with Thanksgiving. Back in October of 1789, Washington issued a proclamation. Basically, he created the first Thanksgiving Day designated by the national government. Yeah, the national government. He wanted to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26, 1789. John Adams and James Madison similarly declared Thanksgiving a holiday. You know, and what was some on the left are pushing the thought that Thomas Jefferson, he refused to endorse the tradition. He declined to make a proclamation in 1801 for Jefferson supporting the holiday meant supporting state-sponsored religion. It's really not what it was about. I mean, it's funny how they say that when he became president, all of a sudden he wasn't religious. Remember, he was the governor of Massachusetts at one point. 26 proclamations calling the people of Massachusetts to a day of prayer and fasting and giving thanks to the Almighty. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? And some people say that Thanksgiving is rooted in Puritan religious traditions. Really? Okay. I just always find this amazing. Right? And again, they build on a letter that he wrote, pounding away at Christianity, at religion, at God. And it truly is not what his mindset was. They should read the letters that he wrote, the other letters, since they're all in the letters. Read the other letters that he wrote to Adams and others. I mean, they weren't even friends, really, at one point. about the principles of Christianity and how he felt about them. About religion, as he put it. Having or not having. Having a belief system. That was very important to him. But you'll never hear the atheists say that. They'll never read those letters. And when they do, they'll discount them. Right? You know, and actually, early in our history, Congress sometimes had 2 or 3 days of Thanksgiving during the year. To who? To the God of our founding fathers. To the conservative God. I mean, to the God of the conservatives. To the God of the patriots. To the God of the Americans. And you can say, you know, again, over and over and over again, when you read their proclamations, tell me that they weren't interested in God. Washington writes, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next to be devoted by the people of these United States to the service of the great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, and that will be. Yeah, it doesn't sound like somebody who doesn't believe in a supreme being or God. John Hancock writes, in consideration of the many undeserved blessings conferred upon us by God, the Father of all mercies, It becomes us not only in our private and usual devotion. Well, so he perceived that people had a usual devotion. He perceived that people did things a certain way. Right? To express our obligation to him. Well, so not only did he want you in your usual devotion and your private devotion to let God know that you understood you had obligations to him for your freedoms. Let him know that you were dependent upon him. He would honestly, but also specially set apart a day to be employed for this great and important purpose. John Hancock. His Thanksgiving proclamation of October 5th. You want to go on to the Continental Congress? The whole Congress. It wasn't one guy. They resolved that it recommended the United States of America to set apart Wednesday, the 22nd day of April, to be observed as a day of fasting, humiliation, and prayer. You do not fast, humiliate yourself, and pray to another human being, or a rock, or your kitchen table. He said, with one voice, the inhabitants may acknowledge the righteous dispensation of the divine providence and confess their iniquities and transgressions. The whole Congress put that out. Don't miss your house. Got more? Come on back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome back. I hope you're back. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged. You know, you want to be part of that solution. You want to be informed. I mean, I hate these people. They come up to you, you just want to tweak them in the head, right? Give them a little thump. Like, hey, you know, our founding fathers didn't want Thanksgiving. They didn't want God. They didn't want this. I was like, all right, go back under the rock. You really need to go back under the rock. This is ridiculous. No, that couldn't be further from the truth. John Anna, read a couple of their comments. I promise I won't read them all. There was almost 200 of them. Continental Congress approved of it. They didn't just approve of it. They actually called out the divine providence. They actually called out the acknowledgement of his righteousness, as what he did for us in the whole nine yards. Again, it is so disingenuous. I used to say it's disingenuous. It's flat out dishonest. It is dishonest to say that our founding fathers didn't want anything to do with God, religion, or what have you. Not true. John Adams in 1799, he said, I do hereby recommend, according to that Thursday, the 25th day of April next, be observed throughout the United States of America. It's a day of solemn, you ready for this one? They're going to fall over. Solemn humiliation, fasting, and prayer. Who are you humiliating yourself again, fasting to and praying to? He went on to say that the citizens of that day abstain as far as they may be from secular occupations, devote the time, right, get away from the secular stuff that they're all over today, and devote the time to the sacred duties of religion in the public and the private arena. John Adams. Sure, he wasn't confused. He was here in the beginning, was he not? Again, 1779, Continental Congress. You ready for this one? Look, I'm sorry, guys. Bear with me. I'm just trying to poke some people. Resolved that it be recommended that the several states to appoint Thursday, the 9th day of December next, to be a day of public and solemn thanksgiving to the Almighty God for his mercies and a prayer for the continuance of his favor and a protection to these United States, to beseech him that we would be graciously pleased to influence our public councils, bless them with wisdom from on high, with unanimity, firmness, and success. That's from the whole Congress. Everybody voted for it. Again, a group of guys who hated God, didn't want anything to do with God, wanted to get as far away from religion as humanly possible, as an atheist would tell you in this country most, would tell you today. Wow. Well, I got two or three more. Come on, bear with me. you get John Adams again. He goes on to write, finally, that on that said day, the duties of humiliation and prayer be accompanied by fervent thanksgiving to the bestower of every good gift. Now, that wasn't Washington. It wasn't the founding fathers. He went on to say, not only for having hitherto protected and preserved the people of these United States, preserve them in the independent enjoyment of the religious, and civil freedom, but also for having prospered them in this wonderful progress of population. John Adams. Tom Jefferson, the guy you keep telling me wanted nothing to do with this. In 1779, he says, I do therefore, by the authority from the General Assembly, issue my proclamation, hereby appointing Thursday, the 9th day of December next, a day of public and solemn thanksgiving and prayer to Almighty God. Here he is calling out, telling people to get on their knees and to pray and to thank and to ask Almighty God. The man who wanted nothing to do with God, who wanted a total separation. Right? He recommended to all the good people of this commonwealth to set apart the said day for their prayers, edify them with their discourses, and generally to perform the sacred duties of their function. I'm sorry, you can't get away from it. You have to be dishonest to say these guys didn't say these things, didn't want anything to do with these. Back in 1775, another proclamation by the Continental Congress went on to say that it is recommended to Christians of all denominations to assemble for public worship, to abstain from your labor, and abstain from recreations on that day. In other words, to stop and thank God for what you got going on. It's just amazing. And the left will still tell you, after reading those letters, after knowing all this, they'll still tell you that they wanted nothing to do with God. Don't you find that amazing? God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, we keep talking about this two-tier justice system, the differences between us and them. Remember Representative Jamal Bowman? Well, the House Ethics Committee said that they're not going to do it. They voted against opening an investigation. They want to say there was no DOJ charge for obstructing an official proceeding. Really? Obstruction of an official proceeding? There is no... Oh, they hadn't charged him with it. Got it. Bowman was only hit with one misdemeanor, and he struck a deal with the Democrat D.C. Attorney General, Brian Schwab, to have the charges expunged. Isn't that great? Don't you love it? No, seriously. Don't you love it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No DOJ charge. You know, and you go through this stuff, you go, oh my God, what about January 6th? What about every one of those people that they're still hunting down, they're still chasing, they're still looking at? I was reading a story today how the federal marshals are all over this. They're still watching this. They're still watching these people. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two people are dead following a car explosion at the Canadian border in Niagara Falls, New York. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there's no indication at this time that the incident was part of a terrorist attack. Eyewitnesses say the vehicle sped directly into an inspection booth on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls, although it's not clear at this time if the explosion was accidental or intentional. Hamas will release at least 50 hostages in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. This comes as Israel and the militant Palestinian group have agreed to a ceasefire in Gaza to allow hostages to be released and to let in aid. Severe weather will cause some slower traffic time in the morning as Thanksgiving storms slam the northeast. Forecasters say a major storm packing heavy rain and gusty winds will cause travel disruptions from Massachusetts to Virginia. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's the way we all win. So what I thought I'd do is really have some fun here, and fun for me anyway, I don't know about you. Rush Limbaugh did a great job. Now, I heard some commentators today trying to, I won't say mimic him or what have you, but they really thought that they were going to be able to do what he does. And honestly, you couldn't do what he does. You couldn't have done what he did. The man was a genius at what he did. And how he got the information out, he didn't care. He wasn't afraid. You know, what they were going to do to him, what they might do to him. And they did at times. They got at him for plenty of things. But the way he lays out Thanksgiving, I mean, these guys lost their minds at this time. So once they hear what he had to say about Thanksgiving, it's a long piece worth listening to.
Time for the traditional true story of Thanksgiving, written by me in my second bestseller, 2.5 million copies in hardback, See, I Told You So. Chapter 6, Dead White Guys, or What the History Books Never Told You. The true story of Thanksgiving. The story of the Pilgrims begins in the early part of the 17th century. The Church of England under King James I was persecuting anyone and everyone who did not recognize its absolute civil and spiritual authority. Those who challenged ecclesiastical authority and those who believed strongly in freedom of worship were hunted down, imprisoned, and sometimes executed for their beliefs. A group of separatists first fled to Holland and established a community. After 11 years, about 40 of them agreed to make a perilous journey to the New World, where they would certainly face hardships but could live and worship God according to the dictates of their own consciences. On August 1st, 1620, the Mayflower set sail. It carried a total of 102 passengers, including 40 pilgrims led by William Bradford. On the journey, Bradford set up an agreement, a contract, that established just and equal laws for all members of the new community, irrespective of their religious beliefs. Where did the revolutionary ideas expressed in the Mayflower Compact come from? They came from the Bible. The pilgrims were a people completely steeped in the lessons of the Old and New Testaments. They looked to the ancient Israelites for their example. And because of the biblical precedent set forth in Scripture, they never doubted that their experiment would work. But it was no pleasure cruise. The journey to the New World was a long and arduous one, and when the pilgrims landed in New England in November, they found, according to Bradford's detailed journal, a cold, barren, desolate wilderness. There were no friends to greet them, he wrote. There were no houses to shelter them. There were no inns where they could refresh themselves, and the sacrifice that they had made for freedom was just beginning. During the first winter, half the pilgrims, including Bradford's own wife, died of either starvation, sickness, or exposure. When spring finally came, Indians taught the settlers how to plant corn, fish for cod, and skin beavers for coats. Life improved for the pilgrims, but they did not yet prosper. And this is important to understand because this is where modern American history lessons often end. Thanksgiving is actually explained in some textbooks as a holiday for which the pilgrims gave thanks to the Indians for saving their lives, rather than as a devout expression of gratitude grounded in the tradition of both the Old and New Testaments. Here's the part that's been omitted. The original contract the pilgrims had entered into with their merchant sponsors in London called for everything they produced to go into a common store. And each member of the community was entitled to one common share. All of the land that they cleared and the houses they built belonged to the community as well. And they were going to distribute it equally. All the land they cleared, the houses they built, belonged to the community. Nobody owned anything. They just had a share in it. It was a commune. It was the forerunner to the communes we saw in the 60s and 70s out in California. And it was complete with organic vegetables, even, just like the communes of today are. There's no question it was organic vegetables. Bradford, who had become the new governor of the colony, recognized that this form of collectivism was as costly and destructive to the pilgrims as that first harsh winter, which had taken so many lives. He decided to take bold action. Bradford assigned a plot of land to each family to work and manage, thus turning loose the power of the marketplace. Long before Karl Marx was even born, the pilgrims had discovered and experimented with what could only be described as socialism. And what happened? It didn't work. They nearly starved. It never has worked. What Bradford and his community found was that the most creative and industrious people had no incentive to work any harder than anybody else, unless they could utilize the power of personal motivation. But while most of the rest of the world has been experimenting with socialism for well over 100 years, trying to refine it, perfect it, and reinvent it, the pilgrims decided early on to scrap it permanently. What Bradford wrote about this social experiment should be in every school child's history lesson, if it were. We might prevent such needless suffering in the future, such as that we are enduring now. The experience that we had in this common course and condition, this is Bradford, the experience we had in this common course and condition tried Sunday years, that by taking away property and bringing community into a commonwealth would make them happy and flourishing, as if they were wiser than God, Bradford wrote. For this community, so far as it was found to breed much confusion and discontent and retard much employment that would have been to their benefit and comfort. For young men that were most able and fit for labor and service did repine that they should spend their time and strength to work for other men's wives and children without being paid for it. That was thought injustice. Why should you work for other people when you can't work for yourself? What's the point? That's what he was saying. The pilgrims found that people could not be expected to do their best work without incentive. So what did Bradford's community try next? They unharnessed the power of good, old, free enterprise by invoking the undergirding capitalistic principle of private property. Every family was assigned its own plot of land to work and permitted to market its own crops and products. What was the result? Well, Bradford wrote, "This had very good success, for it made all hands industrious, so as much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been." Is it possible that supply-side economics could have existed before the 1980s? Yes. Read the story of Joseph and Pharaoh in Genesis 41. Following Joseph's suggestion, Pharaoh reduced the tax on Egyptians to 20% during the 7 years of plenty, and the earth brought forth in heaps. Well, in no time the pilgrims found that they had more food than they could eat themselves. Now this is where it gets really good. If you're laboring under the misconception that I was, as I was taught in school, they set up trading posts. They exchanged goods with the Indians. The profits allowed them to pay off their debts to the merchants in London. And the success and the prosperity of the Plymouth settlement attracted more Europeans and began what came to be known as the Great Puritan Migration. But this story stops when the Indians taught the newly arrived suffering and socialism pilgrims how to plant corn and fish for cod. That's where the original Thanksgiving story stops. The story basically doesn't even begin there. The real story of Thanksgiving is William Bradford giving thanks to God for the guidance and the inspiration to set up a thriving colony that socialism caused near starvation. The bounty was shared with the Indians. They did sit down. They did have free-range turkey and organic vegetables. But it wasn't the Indians who saved the day. It was capitalism and scripture which saved the day, as acknowledged by George Washington in his first Thanksgiving proclamation in 1789.
And there you go. Every word of truth that most young people have no clue about. Well, some of us don't either. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. Don't be stupid. You're going to be with family tomorrow. Some of you are listening tonight. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I have mixed feelings towards whether or not you should actually. I don't want to say start a fight because I don't mean it that way at all. Whether you should engage in spirited conversation. I mean, seriously. And let me see. I guess if it's not going to start World War VII, then you go ahead. And you're not mean about it. Don't challenge them in a mean way. God, don't do that. But you have to ask some of my Christian friends, you know. Well, what if your aunt, uncle, cousin, friend, whatever, you know, said, you believe in that God crap, that foo-foo, somebody float in the clouds or something like that? That's just ridiculous. What do you do with that? No, really, in all sincerity, what do you do with that? Right? What do you do with, you know, somebody's relatives who believe the government's the answer for everything? I'd be looking at them going, the government paid for nothing on this table. You know, I mean, and you talk with them, the Elizabeth Warrens of the world. Remember her big speech, right? I mean, her big speech was all about you couldn't build your business unless the government built freeways. So they're entitled to part of your profits. No, I pay taxes for you to build those freeways. We pay taxes for you to make a difference in our lives, to make sure that we can have the garbage picked up and drive down the streets and be safe, well, supposed to be safe, driving down the streets or in the stores. That's what we pay tax for. It's not the government keeping us safe. Matter of fact, it's the individual person who's taking on the job of keeping us safe. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I mean, really, put this hold their feet to the fire. Don't start a fight. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I hope you know that. But it's not time. It is not time to give in. To give up your principles. Give up what you believe. Right? Anyway, head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can read the stories there. You can sign up for the stories. And some of you have complained you're getting like 3 emails a day. You know what? I won't lose any sleep over it. Unsubscribe from a couple of them. I know they're not all the same. Somehow I actually get a list. I got like 7 of them in one day. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now you're seeing more and more of these, by the way, because you're seeing him gain. Right? You're seeing more and more Democrats come out and talk about how Trump is more dangerous than Hitler. You know, I guess he killed all these Jews. It's just amazing. Let's see. What else I got here? Oh, no, I'm not going to do those. I'm trying to keep it nice for the last segment before you go off to be with your families. And it's kind of, you know, again, it's you are going to have some of you, not all of you, are going to have a challenge tomorrow. Right? You want to keep the love of the family, but you don't want to give things up either. At least in my humble opinion. The Air Force Base warns the service members that they better not go to the Patriot rally with a speaker from a pro-Trump group. I mean, how really, now they're telling the military where they can go? Wow. I mean, you really have to think about where we're at with all of this. It's just amazing. You know, he leads among young voters now. Biden's age has become a real critical factor for them, and they know it. Gen Z voters, they went out and I guess they interviewed a couple dozen of them. NBC did. And they show that the Gen Z voters are now moving over in a 2024 matchup. They're moving over to Trump. Again, just amazing. Now, the Air Force men and women, they got a text message that told him, you know, because of the issues at hand and because of the potential problem at these events, although there hasn't been any at Trump rallies that I know of, right? That they don't want them going to these rallies for any reason. I think they should fight that. I do. I think somebody should help them out. And they should fight it. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. They're at it again. Parents are slamming the Minnesota teacher unions because of their anti-Semitic hostile stance on Israel. Right? Pro in the schools, pro-Hamas and anti-Israel. So the staff and parents, other concerned citizens, were outraged Monday by the Minnesota Teachers Union statement on the issue. They wrote a letter to Interim Superintendent Rochelle Cox and NPS School Board to condemn the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers, Local 59, resolution calling for a ceasefire in the Hamas-Israel conflict, saying it is anti-Semitic and hostile. Mark Lauder, one of the signatories of the letter, told the local news source, it's a local Jewish media hub, that the MFT should be teaching the kids. It's not something that the Teachers Federation should be involved with. The letter was signed by over 800 stakeholders. And it began by describing the difficult current political climate for Jewish people. This is remarkable. It's a difficult time to be Jewish, but especially hard to be Jewish, a Jewish teacher. Or a student, or a parent for that matter. Right? For over a month, Jewish children in Minnesota have been bullied, gaslit, harassed, threatened, and even assaulted simply because they're Jewish. You know, MFC's resolution is anti-Semitic at best. This is why I say to you, you have to pay attention to what's going on in the schools. I can't tell you how many parents I've talked to in the last few weeks that don't know what's going on in the schools. Not a clue as to what's being, pushed at them, if you would. So pay attention to your kids. Pay attention to what they're learning. Right? I mean, you can tell when your kids... I've talked to some of these kids who... I won't say they've been bullied by the teachers. I'm one that doesn't believe that bullying comes that easy. They feel uncomfortable because that's their teacher. They're supposed to believe their teacher. But when your teacher's not telling the truth, or when your teacher is biased in one direction, whether it's Republican, Democrat, I mean, and it shows, I'll put it that way, Republican, Democrat, LGBTQ plus positive, or whatever the situation is, you know, pro-Hamas, pro-Israel, these are not things that should be shoved down your throats. Really that simple. And you should be paying attention to what they're learning. Ask them. Anything special happen to school teach? You guys talk about, like, Israel or anything like that. Did you hear the name Palestinian? Did you hear about the Jewish community? I mean, really, seriously. I know you don't want to do it. You want to stay out of it. You think it's all bad. It's all this. No. Engage. Your kids should be able to trust you. Just amazing. All right, what else have I got to blow through here? More and more Democrats are starting to sound like Trump when it comes to the border wall. Wow. I wouldn't even say it sounds like Trump. How about just sound sane about the security we need? New Washington Post report warned that the Biden administration that its 2024 reelection bid may be facing challenges because of new polling that they're seeing. Even the Democrat Party voters are sounding like immigration hawks. It's not even it. They make it sound like it's so different, so weird. It's not. You can see what's happening. The strain on these cities, Mayor Eric Adams finally admits the strain can't handle it. Now, they'll never give kudos to Texas, but I'm just saying. Show me seeing your house. Hey, God bless people. Spend time with family. Yeah, you don't have to stir it up. But don't back down if you don't have to. You know what? They may not be at the table this year. Anyway, God bless. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with you on Monday.